Hi everyone, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom, and it is the very end of August. This year has like flown by, and now we're at the end of summer, and we're glad that you could join us today because I think we need some inspiration for fall, and we have a very inspirational article about a person who works in the National Police Association here. Her name is Zhong Wei, and she actually wrote the article for us. She comes to our English class there, and she had a dream from the time that she was young, an unfulfilled dream that actually ended up being fulfilled. And yesterday we talked about that. And to talk about this article and this person with me, I have today in the studio with me.
Hi, I'm Linda C.
And what do you remember about yesterday? Anything struck you in particular?
Well, in order to eventually fulfill her dream, she had to overcome a lot of challenges. And we'll see that she has more challenges. But she had to juggle a lot of responsibilities. She was a mother. She was a wife. She was working in the police force. But she had to still find time to prepare to get into the FBI National Academy.
And also?
So hello, everyone. This is Josh. Glad to be back to talk to you about with you about this inspirational article. And I think my point from yesterday was that even though she had a dream as a young girl about studying abroad that she was not able to realize, and that life happens in between, and the next thing you know, you have a job and a family and responsibilities, even though it seems like it's not in your reach anymore, to still not give up on yourself, because you never know when those opportunities might come around.
Right, so keep an open heart and an open mind. Mm-hmm. And my name is Linda, and I'm very happy to be here with you today. And I think to kind of reiterate what both Linda and Josh said, never give up. You know, opportunity may present itself in a way that you haven't thought of. So that's why I said you need to keep an open mind. Well, today we see that she has gone through a lot to make it abroad, her young heart's dream to study abroad, and now she's had the opportunity. So we sometimes only think about the dream. We don't think about what happens afterward. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but we have to be willing and remember that there are challenges once we get somewhere too. So we are on page 45. We're going to be reading the left-hand column first of all, and we're going to be reading about three of the big challenges that she faced as she made it to Quantico, Virginia.
Challenge number one, language. The first challenge I faced was the language. Although we all spoke English, there were all kinds of different accents. I struggled as I could not communicate easily with the international attendees. I felt disappointed, and I missed my family and everything in Taiwan very much. However, through numerous interactions during the training activities, I became more familiar with the new environment and the foreigners. To them, I was a foreigner too, surrounding me. Challenge number two, homework. The second challenge I faced was the amount of homework we had to do. Among the courses I participated in, I was required to finish almost 30 different kinds of assignments, including written papers, individual and group presentations, real case study analysis and assessment, and online role play scenarios. It was the first time I had to finish so much homework in English in such a short period of time. But once I started to get used to it, the easier it became. I can't forget the moment I got my first paper back and read the positive comments. It seemed I'd conquered an impossible task. Challenge number three, getting fit. Participants were also required to attend fitness classes and take part in weekly challenges, like sprints, long-distance running, or high-intensity interval training, which were aimed at strengthening our bodies.
So we see that Zhong Wei Rong has finally made it to Quantico, and the first thing that she faced was the challenge of the language.
Right. And when we go to a different country or a foreign country, that's one of the biggest challenges that we face, speaking the language if it's a different language than our own. And so here she faces that challenge. And even though she knew English already, there were accents that she had to deal with. So at the FBI National Academy, it seems that they do accept international candidates. And so there would be people from different countries. And also within America, there are different accents as well. Mm-hmm. People from the north, south, you know, Midwest have different accents. And for somebody who's language, first language isn't English, those can be confusing or unintelligible sometimes.
And sometimes, even if your first language is English, other accents can also be very confusing sometimes.
Yes,
right.
Very true.
I think I would encourage you all to, you know, when you hear somebody with a different accent go, oh, they don't know what they're saying, or they don't know, you know, I can't understand them. If you're going to travel internationally, it's really good to get used to at least trying to listen to them so you could see if you can understand them. Mm-hmm. It's just an accent. It's not a different language.
Right. And it's not an indication of someone's intelligence. You know?
Actually, it's a great indication of their intelligence because they're speaking a second language.
Right.
So, especially if you go to, you know, most of us here speak very standard English, I think. But if you travel anywhere in any part of the world, we have kind of like the news English that we speak. So you'll understand the news if you go to the States, but there, as you said, there are accents from all over the world and different regions of the United States, so you need to be prepared.
Right.
But when that happens, okay, I think this is a very, very natural and common reaction. She struggled because she couldn't communicate easily with the international attendees. And how did she feel about it?
She felt disappointed.
Yeah.
Right?
And because she felt disappointed, then she missed her family. I mean, I think that's natural. She missed her family and everything in Taiwan very much. Even if we dream about something, you know, when we come up against challenges sometimes, we retreat to what's normal for us.
Sure.
Have you found that? I mean, you, both of you have lived abroad extensively.
Right. I mean, I think it's a natural thing experiencing homesickness, you know, especially around the holidays, you know, things that you are used to doing, traditions. You miss those things when the holidays come around, but it's something that you get over, you know?
Sure. And I think sometimes what happens is that, you know, you work so hard for something, dream about it for so long, and then when it becomes real, it also turns out it's also still a lot of hard work that can be very exhausting. And when you're tired, it's easy to become, you know, like you said, missing what's familiar.
Right. I think it's because you don't really have anybody that you feel you can communicate with, like that you can really understand, because she said she was struggling here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we struggle, when we work so hard to accomplish something and then we get there and we're still struggling, then it makes it like, well, why in the world did I ever come here?
Sure.
Right. Especially if you can't, you know, express yourself to someone in your heart language, you know, in your native language, that might make it feel worse.
Right. And she couldn't communicate with the international attendees because some people's accents are very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So as Josh said, even for native speakers, sometimes, you know, we're kind of struggling, like, what is that person saying? Especially if you're not used to an accent. But you have to persevere, because she said that through numerous interactions during the training activities, she became more familiar with the new environment and the foreigners surrounding her. So, you know, to me, she doesn't have much of an accent, but to another foreigner from another country, an English-speaking country, or somebody that has learned English, they might not be used to that accent as well.
Right.
So that makes communication both ways kind of challenging.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has the word foreigners here in quotations because to her, it's the people in the States, you know, are foreigners. But to people there who are natives, she was a foreigner to them.
Right. And I want everybody to notice that she said she became more familiar with the new environment. And sometimes that's also part of it. It's what we're not used to. And, you know, it's a challenge sometimes to, like, know, you know, where things are, how to do something. I think for us, like living in Taipei, our favorite place is 7-Eleven.
Sure.
Because you can do anything there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, that's not true in the States, you know. Even something that you see as familiar has a totally different function sometimes in another country.
Yeah, I think if I was, you know, Taiwanese and I went to the States and saw a 7-Eleven there, I would be sorely disappointed to find out it doesn't do nearly
anything.
Yeah.
It sells you snacks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's about it.
I know I used to hear this from people from here, especially from Taipei City going to the States. They felt very lonely because there are no people on the streets, and even in a lot of big cities, you know, there aren't the kinds of outdoor kind of things. A lot of people just stay in their houses, and, you know, when you walk out, especially if you go to a suburb area or even on campuses, you know, you don't see a lot of people around. So people, you know, I don't hear people talk about that so much now, but in the, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, a lot of people couldn't handle it.
Sure.
Because it was just, it was so lonely. There are no people out at all.
Right.
So you just, you know, you have to really have a mindset that you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But she says here that she, you know, she made an effort to interact with people.
Right.
So she was able to assimilate faster.
I think that the next challenge also, I was very impressed with the next challenge she faced, and it is extremely rigorous, okay? This next, she said that the next challenge she said she faced was the amount of homework she had to do. It was like, whoa, because you're doing this in a foreign language, remember, okay? So what did she do here, Josh?
Well, she had a bunch of different courses that she was participating in, and then, of course, each one of those had different types of homework assignments. And then she had to finish almost 30 different types of assignments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from written papers, individual group presentations, case study analysis, so all sorts of different things that she was expected to complete and then either present or turn in.
Right. And so I think this brings us back to the first challenge of language, because when it says here she had to do individual and group presentations, they had to interact,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you had to really hone your listening and communication skills because you had to be on a team. And
right.
if you can't understand your team member, then you are in big, big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of this is just getting used to also working in this kind of an environment. So did you think that this was kind of a challenging part of her study abroad, Linda?
Definitely. I mean, she had all of these different assignments, and
in 10 weeks.
Yeah, she had to finish it in such a short period of time. So this was definitely a challenge for her.
Well, I think one of them is, you know, when it says written papers, notice it's more than one,
sure.
and she's
mm-hmm.
writing them in a foreign language,
mm-hmm.
and then they have presentations, and then real. Well, I think this we would expect, real case study analysis. So what is a case study? This is police work, but what is a case study, Josh?
So a case study has different meanings sort of in different mm-hmm. Careers, but sort of in general, it's a detailed account that, you know, gives information about the development of a person or a scenario or an event. Especially to show sort of general principles or what's been going on. And so, for example, in a criminal investigation, it might be for a particular crime, all of the people who were involved in the crime, all the witnesses. In social services, it might be for an individual,
mm-hmm.
their background, their history, their family relationship. So it's a lot of information.
Right. And they had to analyze and assess that particular study that they were focusing on, right? To probably see how they would handle it and what is the right way to go about taking care of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also had to do online role play scenarios. So this is online, okay? And if you're doing a scenario, what are you doing, Linda?
Well, it's just setting up a possible situation, all right? So certain possible actions or events in the future that could happen. And so she had to role play, right? She had to figure out how she would react to these possible scenarios, these possible situations.
Okay, I mean, right there, challenge enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that it's also, she had never had to do this much homework in English in such a short period of time. So, you know, this is kind of a double challenge, isn't it?
It is. I think most people would find doing this amount of homework in a short period of time challenging no matter what language it's in. But certainly in a language that's not your own is extremely challenging.
But I like her attitude. She's like, once I started to get used to it, the easier it became.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's sometimes our mindset, if you say, I can do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you tell yourself, I can do this, you know, it's 90% of getting it done, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because mm-hmm. oftentimes we are like, oh, I can't do this.
Right.
I mean,
and
I felt myself
yourself.
Saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So having a positive mentality, you know, that will make it a lot easier to get your task done.
Right. Sometimes when we start a new job and we don't realize everything that it entails, I found myself saying, I cannot do this.
Right.
You know, but you really do. It really does matter what your mindset is. So she got used to it. It became easier. And then she had really a revelation. What happened when she got her first paper back?
Well, she got positive comments, and which was amazing and a real validation of all the work that she had done. And that she'd been able to conquer an impossible task.
Yeah, I like that sentence.
Yeah.
It seemed that I'd conquered an impossible task. So maybe deep down she didn't really know if she could do it. I mean, I know I wouldn't.
Right?
Yes. I mean, when you look at
some
everything
doubts.
She had to do. Yeah, I have a few doubts here. But she not only had, you know, to face the language and do all of this written homework and case studies and presentations. And I want you to remember she's doing individual and group presentations in English. Okay? And she also had to listen to these in English from, you know, other police officers from around the world and try to comprehend what they were saying. So this is very, very challenging. But then the third challenge was getting fit.
Right. There was also a physical challenge.
Oh, my word.
As well.
This
mm-hmm.
is all
so
around
what were
training.
What did they have to do here, Linda?
They were required to attend fitness classes and take part in weekly challenges. And these weekly challenges included sprints, long-distance running, or high-intensity interval training.
Well, we hear a lot about sprints, actually, when we listen to, like, foot races, right, or the
sure.
Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever, either one of you ever been a sprinter?
When I was really young.
We also hear this in bike races,
mm-hmm.
right, in
mm-hmm.
sprinting.
Right.
So sprinting is a short and very fast race, and it's usually the long part of a race, right? They have different lengths of sprints,
right,
I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For running, for track and field, you have the 100 or 200 meter. The most famous would be the 100 meter because that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they even have 50 meters as well. But yeah, you run very, very fast over a short period of, a short distance. And same with biking.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually, well, the most exciting sprint is at the very end of the race.
Right.
In which the racers, they go as fast as possible to get to the finish line.
Right, mm-hmm. And if you've been following the Tour de France this month, right, then you'll see that.
Last month, yeah.
Oh, last month.
Yeah. Earlier
this
summer,
I was watching
yeah.
the Italian one with my husband back in May and mm-hmm. watching them sprint at the very end.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm always like, whoa. So they had to do sprints and long distance running and high intensity interval training, which is commonly called HIIT.
HIT.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, HIT. And they, you know, that's intense effort. Well, they alternate rest and a little bit lighter training with something very high intensity. it goes back and forth, so they're strengthening their bodies. So she's getting hit on all levels here, it looks like,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like she is, very
physically,
much, right? Physically,
mentally,
and mm-hmm. also emotionally.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's done well here, and now it's going to be time to say goodbye, so let's read what she has to say about that in the right-hand column on page 45.
Saying goodbye. As time passed, the friendships among us deepened. Although we looked forward to returning to normal life and work, we also felt sentimental about our forthcoming departure after the graduation ceremony on March 19, 2016. As a result of this training, I not only increased my professional knowledge about law enforcement and strengthened my body, but I also built many lifelong friendships with international law enforcement leaders. Moreover, I gained a lot of confidence in my English language abilities and learned how to get along with people from other countries. As a famous proverb says, parting is the expansion of power.
离别是力量的延伸.
I deeply believe this kind of learning experience combines the many strengths a person has and will aid in the fight against and prevention of crime in every corner of the world.
So now it's time to say goodbye. You know, all good things must come to an end. Mm-hmm. She started on January 9th, and now it's toward the end of March, so her 10 weeks is up. And it's good to see the first sentence. Right? As time passed, the friendships among us deepened. Because if we go back to her very first challenge, she didn't think she was ever going to get to know anybody. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. She had a hard time understanding them. And so it's hard to get to know somebody if you have a hard time understanding
right.
them. Right.
But she overcame that. She met that challenge and overcame it. And now, what is she finding herself feeling toward the end? I think this is very common.
Yeah, she started feeling sentimental. And when we use sentimental, just means that we're moved by emotions. Mm-hmm. Or if we say someone is particularly sentimental, that they're influenced strongly by their emotions.
Right, and you actually, it has a good... usually a good feeling. You're looking back at things you've done and have happy memories.
Yeah, I would say people usually describe feeling sentimental when they're talking about, like, good times with old friends or mm-hmm. Important times with your family in the past. So those sort of experiences will make people feel sentimental.
Right, reminiscing about
right?
the
exactly.
past. Usually
mm-hmm.
they're good feelings.
Yes, and they were looking, they all were feeling that way as they were looking toward their graduation at the middle of March, I guess they graduated. And she learned some very important things as a result of this training. What did she say that she learned here? She got professional knowledge, but what else?
Well, she also got professional knowledge about law enforcement and strengthened her body, but also built many lifelong friendships with international law enforcement leaders.
Yeah, so she now has contacts around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is she gained a lot of confidence in her English.
Right,
in her English language abilities.
And the other important thing is that she learned how to get along with people from other countries. I think that she learned a lot on a lot of different levels here, right? Because
right.
it's, you know, if we go somewhere and we need to be open. You know, if you learn how to get along with people from other countries, that in and of itself is a big accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A very valuable lesson.
And gaining a lot of confidence in a foreign language, you know, she had to use it every day. We don't know if there was anybody else that spoke Chinese at this conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're planning on going abroad to study, this is what I always used to tell when I was teaching my students not to do. Don't go to a university and don't get a bunch of Chinese roommates because you will never learn English.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And even though it's very difficult at the beginning, you know, you need to get out and meet society and get yourself some an American or another non-native Chinese speaker as a roommate. because if you don't, you're never going to learn English.
Mm-hmm. And she even says here it was hard in the beginning, but after a while you get used to it and you'll gain more confidence.
Mm-hmm. And also you'll make friends from people from all over the world. So, you know, it's very, very self-satisfying, I think.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then she says, parting is the expansion of power. She really believes that what she says at the end of this paragraph here, Linda, what does it say?
That this kind of learning experience combines the many strengths the person has and will aid in the fight against and prevention of crime in every corner of the world.
I think that's kind of interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, with all of the graduates from her class or session, they all are going to go back to their countries or in their part of their worlds to fight crime and, you know, like...
And they have connections around the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can keep those friendships forever. And also you have those connections too. So, you know, I think she accomplished a lot in 10 weeks. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you also will find this inspiring, no matter what field of study that you're thinking about pursuing or what your dreams are. You know, they can come true. So never give up.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll come back and join us again in September for other articles on Advanced Studio Classroom. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.